Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy, and it's August the 19th and the 16th day of Dog Days of Podcasting and my third day. My podcasting beer today is Otrave by Sierra Nevada. It's kind of a grocery store sour beer because I am a fan of the sour beers. I don't have a sweet tooth at all for the most part, so I do like the sour beers. And I was laughing the other day because I've heard a couple of people talk about you got to have that beer when you're doing your podcast. And I don't think I could do one without it because I'm naturally a little introverted and antisocial. And I have to have a couple of beers to do a podcast. Kind of tired. I worked on Savannah's nursery slash bedroom, Savannah, my daughter, and my grandbaby that's coming, Grace, and Savannah wanted her in the same room, so I'm trying to rearrange furniture and make room for the crib and everything. Had to work on the floors today, restain some, just all kinds of stuff I didn't think I'd have to do. But I think it's actually cleaned up, ready to decorate tomorrow. But it did give me time to listen to some podcasts uninterrupted. Which I'll get to do that tomorrow too, because Ken's going to put up the curtain rods and do a few little things. But other than that, I've pretty much got everything under control. So I'll get to listen to lots again tomorrow. I decided while I was listening today, I could kind of connect or relate to some of the podcasts that I heard. So I thought maybe I'd relate. I would talk about some of that tonight. I got tickled when I listened to Dean Jensen, I believe, talk about his kids and their fighting. My kids are 18 and 23, and that has its own issues. Trust me, I'm doing a nursery, which is an example. But they would argue like cats and dogs. They have that natural age difference, but we would get in the car, and that's when they decided to go. And finally, I am such a horrible singer, I could actually threaten to sing to make them be quiet. So I can relate to the arguing. I think 7th grade was about the worst for mine, which I think was somewhere along one of his kids, Dean's kids' ages. God, that was the worst, especially with Savannah. If I saw her assistant principal, I worked in the same school, and if I saw her come walking in that hall one more time with that look that told me Savannah done something again, I was just going to leave. But 7th grade was bad. It was the worst, and 8th grade got better, so there is hope. I've never been a really strong disciplinarian, but my favorite discipline move, and the kids were actually talking about this the other night at dinner, Savannah's a door slammer. She would slam that door. I fussed at her. I took things away. She would get mad and slam that door. She had temper from hell. Luckily, it's getting better. One day, I just got tired of it. And Jonathan was sitting in the den watching TV, and Savannah slammed that door in her room. And I went in, and I opened the door, and I just popped up the little hinge things, and I just took the door off and carried it through the den, and Jonathan just watched me, and I put it in the garage for, I think I made her go without her door for about 5 days. And that seemed to work on that just a little bit and make it better. And they were talking about it the other night, and Savannah was like, I hated it when you did that. And Jonathan was laughing. He said, I thought it was hysterical. I laughed every time I looked at your door. So if you get a door slammer, there's an idea for you. Let's see. What else? And I was going to say a happy belated to birthday to Nutty Nuchas. I loved her birthday menu. It reminded me that I love sushi too. And sometimes when Ken has his geek fest with his friends in Atlanta, and I went the last time, but a lot of times I just like to go with him and I'll stay at the townhouse and just be quiet. Because I have nothing to do, nobody's asking me to do anything, and I can just kind of chill, play a game, read, whatever. But I walk across to the Publix, and I get to get what I want to eat. And Ken will send me the picture of him and his friend Steve at Walmart, and they will get the grossest, most processed food you have ever seen in your entire life, a whole buggy full of it. And then I'll send my picture, and it usually has some sushi and avocado, some Havarti cheese, maybe some kind of bagel chips or and usually some kind of fruit, like blueberries or something. So I could relate to her wanting sushi for her meal. I wouldn't have done the cupcake. I am that weird person that has no sweet tooth. I do not like ice cream. So my daughter thinks I'm crazy, but I don't even like ice cream. So anyway, Chiaki, I liked what you were talking about, the free range, and what I think you're going to talk about it next time. I'm hoping I get time to go to the farmer's market tomorrow. That's where we get all of our meat for the majority, chicken, cheese, eggs. We know the local farms, and we know that they are free range and treated well. And we do make a big effort to get there as much as we can and get the things we know that are right. My favorite meat supplier is actually changing, and they're not going to be there anymore, so I've got to figure something out there. There's another one there. I guess I'm going to have to go crazy and try another farm. I got to check them out a little bit first. But even the eggs there, we know they're free range. A guy I know from high school has the chickens, and he talks about them. And so I feel a lot better about buying that kind of meat and eggs and things like that. So I like that. And I love the talk about the beer, and I would definitely listen to the podcast about the beer. We have some places similar to the one you were talking about that we go to in North Carolina, especially Carolina Beer Temple, where they let you try the things and do that. And like I said, I've been a fan of the sours. I went through an IPA stage, but then I realized every time I drank them, I got a headache. No, not because I drank too many. I mean, that's happened, but not for this. They gave me a headache, so I've kind of stayed away from them. So I'm kind of doing the sours and the Gosas and the Berliner Weisses, which are really good. So, and I like the message from Nutty. Nutez, I like the Flying Monkey Brewery with the Defying Gravity because I realized the connection to Wicked. And I love that play. Last time we went, it was set third row, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I actually just finished reading the book because I enjoyed the play so much. I just finished that. So I like the connection with that. And I'd love to go see it if it comes back to North Carolina, but right now it's not going to because our idiotic governor, McCrory, is still sitting tight on HB2, and until it repeals, we're losing out on a lot of things, and Wicked would be one of them because they say they're not coming back. So I will have to go see that somewhere else. And last thing I was going to respond to was actually something I listened to the other day, and I think it was Tabitha, I hope I'm right, and she was talking about Facebook politics. I have friends on Facebook, and I like to go on Facebook and see what they're doing and their summer stuff and even their kids and funny little things they put up, but I have so stayed away just because of politics, because everyone's entitled to their own view, but if you are going to post something, fact check it, check it on Snoops.com, do something, but I am so tired of just seeing these things that are so not true, and people just post them. Like, oh, I'm just going to post this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm going to post it. So I have pretty much stayed away from Facebook lately just because it annoys me, and the conversations annoy me. And I'm scared there's going to be that one night that I had an extra beer and I respond. So I definitely understand what you're talking about with that. So I need to go. I got to fix dinner, work on the Dreamcatcher for the nursery, and hopefully we can watch a little bit of Blacklist last night because we're way behind and we need to get caught up for the new season. So have a good day, night, whichever it is when you listen to this, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye.